This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora, and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, January 13th, 2014, start of a brand new week here. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm probably not going to get through it all. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. In our third hour today, James Beardsley, longtime friend of the website and show, will be joining us. He has been to see the aftermath of Sabra and Shatila. It's still closed off. You're not supposed to go there, but he got permission, and he's going to tell us what he saw and learned there. And obviously that ties in with our top story here. And let me sort of do a little prelude here from Shakespeare. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Ariel Sharon, not to praise him. The evil that men do live after them. The good is oft interred with the bones. I certainly wish it were true with Ariel Sharon. Have you seen how all the political, the pro-Israel political leaders and the corporate media, they're out there, they're lionizing this man. What a great man of peace, a man of accomplishment and so forth. No, he's a terrorist and a mass murderer. It's just absolutely absurd for this guy to be eulogized as any kind of a competent, good world leader. He was a war criminal. Now, he's been in a coma for the last 8 years, and he finally kicked off over the weekend at age 85. Nobody's sure what's going to happen to him because heaven doesn't want him, and hell's afraid he's going to take over. So maybe he's just going to hang out in limbo and just float away in limbo like that. But even though the corporate media is towing the line and trying to basically portray this guy as a great man whose passing will be mourned by the world, the independent media, of course, is taking a more honest approach to this guy. He was called the bulldozer by the Palestinians. And as you look at what's going on with Ariel Sharon, you need to understand something. There's an object lesson here. If Israel is distorting the history of Ariel Sharon this much and this openly, it is a reminder to us all that Israel distorts all of history to the same extent to serve their agenda. Just a little something to keep in mind. Now, a lot of the survivors of Sabra and Shatila have come forward to talk about what happened there and various other crimes. There are other ones like Kibya, which is another one of these massacres that is laid at the feet of Ariel Sharon here. And let's just sort of kind of go down a little list here. 14th of October, 1953, a commando unit of the Israel Defense Force called Unit 101 under the command of Ariel Sharon raided the village of Kibya in the then Jordanian-controlled West Bank. They were not even on Israeli territory. They attacked with mortars, grenades. The majority of the victims were civilians. 69 Palestinians killed that night, two-thirds of whom were women and children. 50 homes were destroyed. Now, Ariel Sharon later wrote in his diary, you know, the orders were quite clear. Kibya was to be an example for everybody. Remember Israel's mad dog policy? Israel must be a mad dog so they won't dare to trouble with us. And the policy worked. The world sees Israel as a mad dog. Let's see. In 1995, the LA Times reported that retired Israeli brigadier Ari Biro had confessed that he and his paratroopers had killed 49 unarmed Egyptian prisoners of war in cold blood during the 1956 Sinai campaign. The paratroopers brigade commander, General Ariel Sharon. Then, of course, we get to Sabra and Shatila, which is quite well known. 700 confirmed deaths, may have been many more. In fact, James Beardsley is going to basically talk about that very issue of whether we still understand the total scale of Sabra and Shatila. 240 Palestinians were killed by the IDF between March and May of 2002 as part of Operation Defensive Shield. This was Ariel Sharon's massive military invasion of the West Bank and bombardment of Palestinian towns and cities. The death toll included 22 civilians who, according to Human Rights Watch, lost their lives at the Battle of Jenin. Among the civilian deaths, Kamal Zagir, a 57-year-old wheelchair-bound man who was shot and then run over by a tank, even though he had a white flag attached to his wheelchair. And it just goes on and on and on. Ariel Sharon has been lauded for his withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza in 2005, and he dismantled some illegal settlements in the Strip. But apparently what that did is it got the Israelis out of the way for a period of constant military aggressions against Gaza. 73,000 dead from that. Now, of course, our American political structure, totally enslaved to Israel and only willing to see the world through their eyes. They're lining up to be there. Joe Biden is on his way to Israel for the funeral and so forth. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair are going to be flying in there. They're all going to stand up there and say, oh, yes, this was a great man, and we were right to support him. And they weren't. David Cameron is out there saying Ariel Sharon took brave decisions for peace. Down in Texas, former President Bush is saying Ariel Sharon was his friend and partner in seeking security for the Holy Land and a better, peaceful Middle East. Governor Perry is out there lauding Ariel Sharon. So is Ted Cruz. Now, Perry and Cruz are two wannabe presidential hopefuls for 2016. So, yeah, of course, they're going to suck up to Israel because they are still living in a world where friend of Israel is a guaranteed election winner. I'm not sure by 2016 that will still be true if we even get to 2016 the way things are going. Meanwhile, even in Israel, there's been a huge outpouring of condemnation, and thank goodness he's gone. And the Israeli police are now going around investigating expressions of joy at Sharon's death on the social media and basically harassing anybody who's out there saying that Ariel Sharon was less than an absolute wonderful person. They're trying to polish his legacy. We'll come back to that a little bit later when we're talking with James Beardsley. Now, a little funny story. I don't spend a lot of time on the entertainment news, even though I spent a good part of my life in the entertainment industry. But as you know, last night was the Golden Globes, and everybody was winning their statues. Just before the Golden Globes got underway, apparently there was a sewage pipe break right in front of the Beverly Hilton Hotel, which is where the ceremony was being held. And all this smelly, dark, brown stuff was all over the red carpeting and everything, and the fire department was in there trying to clean up the mess here. When the crumbling infrastructure reaches Beverly Hills, you know this nation is in decline. It's one thing to just let the infrastructure rot in the poor neighborhoods, but this is Beverly Hills, and they can't keep the pipes in working order there. I think it was rather symbolic image of the decline of the United States of America, not just for our entire nation, but even Hollywood filmmaking, because most film production has now left the United States. It's over in other countries. The U.S. has lost their leadership in the entertainment industry as well, except in their own minds here. Now, getting back over to Bridgegate, there's yet another investigation cranking up against Governor Chris Christie, involving his possible misuse of Sandy Hook relief funds. So they're just dogpiling onto the guy. Huffington Post just ran a story saying, stick a fork in him. And I think at this point, it's obvious this is an organized, coordinated political hatchet job to get Christie out of the running in 2016. Most likely by a certain Democrat with a long history of dirty dealing against her political opponents, like John F. Kennedy Jr. But they're piling on and already declaring him to be dead on arrival for 2016. Have you seen the media pay this much attention to the IRS targeting scandal? Or DOJ gate? Or even NSA gate? But no, this little bridge thing and all the media. Oh, he must go! Yeah, it's deliberate. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, turning over to some of the things that really do impact your life far more than the Golden Globes do. And this is not getting a lot of coverage here in the American media. Story coming out of CTV News up in Canada. Iran and the world powers have reached an agreement on how to implement the P5+1 nuclear deal. They've worked out all the details. This thing starts on the 20th of this month. Just little over 2 weeks. Well, less than that. Yeah, a week from now. It's in place. It's set. The deal is moving forward. Not getting a lot of coverage. What's getting a lot of coverage, of course, is this push in the United States Senate for a new sanctions bill. Now, the corporate media is out there saying, well, all this bill really does is reimpose the sanctions if Iran fails to live up to the deal. Well, you don't need a bill to do that because the current sanctions would do that automatically. The way this bill is written is to basically put the decision about whether Iran is living up to its obligations firmly in the hands of the U.S. government. And we know this government has a track record of lying about Iraq's nuclear weapons, Syria's chemical weapons. They're going to lie about it and reimpose the sanctions because they don't want peace at all. And they're pushing so hard on this bill. It is making the United States, in the eyes of the world, the obvious villain in working overtly to find a way to get rid of that deal. The warmongers have never been so obvious to the American people as they are right now. Whether they're bowing to Israel's demand that American kids be sent to war against Israel's victims, Israel's demand that Iran simply be wrecked economically so they're not a threat to Israel's business interests, the Rothschild agenda would enslave the entire world to private central banks issuing the public currencies alone at interest, or the Federal Reserve's agenda that Iran and every other resource-rich region on Earth sell their resources only for U.S. dollars to prop up that petrodollar deal, or the U.S. agenda to force the entire world back onto the post-World War II Bretton Woods agreement, where the U.S. dollar remains the global trade and banking currency, again with all those dollars borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. Now, the U.S. cannot move forward with new sanctions now that a deal has been reached and implemented without advertising to the world that it is the U.S. and Israel that is trying to prevent a peaceful solution so that war remains the only option, if you're dumb enough to believe their propaganda. Remember what Sun Tzu wrote about the moral law in his book, The Art of War. The side with the moral law is the side that wins. The U.S. has long ago lost the moral law in all of these conflicts. Iran, Syria, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, all these places. Even the kids on the front lines fighting these understand these are not just and moral wars. They are wars of conquest. And the real agenda is deciding just which particular piece of ink and paper the world will be forced to use for global banking for the foreseeable future. Now, absent a new false flag, the American people absolutely do not support more sanctions against Iran, let alone another war for their children to be killed and crippled in. The U.S. Senate is not obeying the American people that they're supposed to represent. Even Obama has come to understand this is not a good idea. Even Harry Reid has come to understand this is not a good idea to push forward on this thing. Story coming out of wakeupfromyourslumber.com about how Israel is continuing to pressure the U.S. to back new sanctions against Iran, to freeze Iran's assets in the U.S. and any place the U.S. has control. And, of course, Iran is already moving out of the U.S. Western sphere of influence. They just made a huge new trade for oil deal with Russia. They'll send Russia all that oil and gas that we could use. Russia sends them back non-GMO agriculture, manufactured goods. Meanwhile, as I mentioned earlier, Harry Reid is saying he will not allow the sanctions bill to come to the floor for a vote. He's saying, obviously, this complicates negotiations with Iran over the nuclear program. But, of course, complicating the negotiations is the whole point of this bill. The warmongers want this war. They feel they need this war. They won't fight in it. Their kids won't fight in it. It's just all of you, you useless eaters, you know, you plebes out there. You're going to go fight it for us here. Obama did announce that he will veto the anti-Iran sanctions bill if Congress passes it. The Senate may have a filibuster-proof majority. They're far short of a veto-proof majority. But if they were to move forward, if Harry Reid were somehow persuaded, blackmailed, coerced to bring this to a vote, and Senate passes it, and Obama vetoes it, and then the Senate overrides Obama's veto, who do you think is going to be perceived as the villain from that one? It's not going to be Obama. It's going to be that United States Senate. Meanwhile, a lot of pressure is being brought to bear on Obama to try and get him back in line with the agenda. They're still making a big deal over former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates' book about how Obama isn't passionate for war. Well, frankly, the president isn't supposed to be passionate about anything. His job is to make good decisions for the nation as a whole. And people who are passionate historically make very bad, reckless decisions. Apparently, Obama's use of executive power and his recess appointments are coming up for debate in front of the United States Supreme Court. I wish they'd take on some of his other far more important scandals. Now, over the weekend, it was announced that CGI Federal, this consulting firm out of Canada, one of whose top executives was buddy-buddy with Michelle at Princeton, is being fired over its handling of healthcare.gov. Long overdue. They've already gone, what, $250 million into this thing. And then it was announced that Accenture, a global consulting firm, has been awarded the contract to run Obamacare and to take over trying to fix it. Now, I know we all applauded when CGI Federal got the heave-ho over Obamacare, but a lot of people are scratching their heads over Accenture, because Accenture's history is very shady. They were initially a division of Arthur Anderson of Enron infamy. CGI Federal exists on huge government contracts, many of which have not been delivered on time and on budget. They don't have a track record of success and value for money. They're presently headquartered in Ireland for tax purposes. For a while, the company's official address was a post office box in Bermuda. The company is so badly managed, it's become the butt of online jokes. But Accenture is tightly tied in with many U.S. government agencies, including the intelligence communities. And it turns out it is also one of Obama's top donors. Now, I'm starting to wonder if these so-called consulting think tank companies are just kickback and money laundering schemes. Company thus and such gets $250 million in taxpayer funds in a no-bid contract for something that should only cost $12 million. Then they hire the cheapest talent they can find to slapdash something together and deliver it. But out of the huge profits they reap, they can be counted on to kick back some of that cash as campaign donations to the incumbents running for re-election. I think that's the scam that's going on, because we've heard of all these companies that have billions and billions in government contracts. They're not performing, but they keep getting the contracts, and they're always shown as huge campaign donors and supporters of this and that. They're running a scam. I guarantee it. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a quick reminder that Republic Broadcasting is having a start of the year fundraiser, and we wouldn't be doing this if we did not need your help to stay on the air, to keep getting the information out that the American people need to have to make good choices. We are not funded by non-governmental organizations. We don't get grants from anybody. The large corporations that pour their money all over the corporate media have nothing for us. We don't get money from Monsanto, from defense contractors, from any of these corporations for reasons that should be very obvious, because we're telling you the things they don't want you to know. We are a radio network that supports the public interest, and we do rely on the public for support here. So if you will go over to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that little donate button up at the top. There'll be a PayPal link or a postal address where you can donate anonymously. You can also call 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. If you will pledge $100 or more, you will get your choice of either a package with an RBN coffee mug and t-shirt, or alternatively, you can get 25 one-ounce copper Republic of Texas coins. Copper is starting to become an investment metal, which is a shock to me. When I was a kid, it's what we made the plumbing out of, but times have changed on that one. So 800-724-2719. We got a phone call waiting on the line. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I think you're spot on about these government contracts with these companies. But I don't know if you saw the Wolf of Wall Street, but what a lot of these guys do is they will also have interest in those companies. So when they award a contract to it, they are in fact giving money to themselves in a roundabout way. Sometimes
yes.
It's stock options, sometimes it's, you know, maybe when you get done with public service, you have a, you know, $200,000 a year job where you have to show up 3 days out of the year.
Or business, or business gets funneled to your spouse, which is what we saw certainly with Nancy Pelosi time and time again.
Absolutely. I mean, when Harry Reid, when he entered Congress, I think he was worth something like $1.8 million. And last year, his net worth was somewhere around the $22 million net worth. So, and he's not making that on a, as well paid as they are, he's not making that on a government public salary.
No, he absolutely isn't, and we have a Congress right now where the majority of them are millionaires, and so it's hard to imagine these people as representing the interest of ordinary Americans when most of them are millionaires and above. Some of them are incredibly, incredibly wealthy, and the longer they're in government service, the richer they seem to become and the poorer we all get.
Well, and it's what makes it really hard for them to represent their constituents is when they don't live amongst their constituents. It used to be that you went to Washington for so many weeks out of a year and you did your business, and then when you were done, you returned home and you lived amongst the people that you were representing. So that
yeah, and these days they're taking fact-finding trips over to Israel or various other places. It's almost impossible for ordinary Americans to actually talk to their representatives anymore. The email is all filtered and automatically counted. You're not your Congress critter isn't seeing it. And even worse, something that has not been looked at are the congressional staffers. Well, those are choice jobs. And how many of those people are compromised or have allegiances which cause them to influence what the Congress member they're working for sees and does not see? Remember, we had that call the other day that came in, said they were trying to call their congressman about what was going on in the Middle East. And the person who answered the phone said, oh, no, we got back. We've got to support Israel. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. So we've got those flappers that are surrounding our members of Congress who themselves may be working for corporate interests or a foreign government, and nobody pays much attention to them because they're presumed to just be underlings, but absolutely not. If you take a congressman and you surround it with all these people who are pro-Israel and pro-big business and everything, that's going to decide what gets onto his desk and what does not.
Well, have you watched the Netflix series House of Cards with Kevin Spacey?
No, I have not. I don't actually have a lot of time to watch TV these days. And no, I haven't seen Wolf of Wall Street yet either.
Well, if you get a chance, it's definitely worth taking a look at. It's a fictionalized congressman, but it does an excellent job of, I think, showing the true side of what life like is as a congressman, where the same thing, you know, his assistant is out there, you know, getting his hands dirty, doing all of his, you know, misgivings and dirty deeds for him, and he's absolutely the gatekeeper controlling who gets to this congressman. And he's, you know, $500, I'll get you a meeting with a congressman. You know, $1,500 will get you 25 minutes, this and that sort of thing. So, yeah, no, it's, you know, I don't want to say mafia, but in a certain way, it certainly is. It's pay to play, it's kickback, and it's, you know.
The whole system is completely corrupted. It's completely corrupted. And it's irredeemably so. I have, in another couple of months, we're going to hit the 20th anniversary of my blogging career, if you want to call it that. And I have been waiting patiently for the last 20 years for some portion of the federal government to stand up and say, guys, we're headed in a wrong direction. Apparently, anybody who had that sort of an inclination has been purged by this point, and it is irretrievably corrupt. You need to remember, the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither tolerates the presence of the other. So once a government starts to go bad, it goes all the way bad.
Well, and from
that's where we are.
From their point of view, we're certainly not heading in the wrong direction. When you see how massively rich these guys are getting, it's been great for them. They're living the dream, you know. What they're selling is themselves, is favors, and, you know, they have almost unlimited amounts of it. So you give them money, or you give them favors, you give them a job, or you give them stock, and they'll be sure to put you at the front of the line. So for their point of view, this is a great government. It's great for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely no question that the money junkies have crafted a system that just automatically pours wealth all over themselves, and they think it's just fine. And anybody who wants to change that, to go back to our constitutional republic, they're the enemy, and they're certainly treating us like that right now. Anyway, Kyle, I'm going to let you go here. We're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine for a Monday.
Yeah, I was just looking at the a report from the Pentagon about your latest aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford, the USS Gerald Ford, an aircraft carrier which cannot launch or recover aircraft. Apparently, they have a problem with the system that the catapult that launches the aircraft and the restraining wire, which is supposed to break the forward velocity of the aircraft when it lands on the deck. They've got a really big problem. And in Australia, there's another story. A gentleman has received an email from the telephone company about copyright theft, they claim. So he contacted the company and asked to be put through to the department that deals with this copyright theft, only to be told that this telephone company cannot accept telephone calls. How? Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
do you know why truth is stranger than fiction? Because fiction has to make sense, or it gets rejected. And the real world can just go off on these tangents. The telephone company can't accept a telephone call on this issue. Oh, my goodness. We're seeing that. We're actually seeing that a lot, where corporations have sort of evolved this attitude that they don't want to talk to the customers. They're nothing but whiners and complainers anyway. And so they set up these little systems where the phone is answered by this robot. You know, press one for this, press two for that, and you basically go through like five layers of these buttons, and you still can't get through to anybody to say, hey, you know, this product I bought from you just exploded and burned down my house. I went through that with Pizza Hut, which has been advertising on TV their new Pizza Hut iPhone app and online website where you can order your pizza instantly, and I couldn't get it to work here, and then come to find out it's not actually working here in Hawaii, and go back and use the phone here. But they've got the commercials on the air here, and who knows what the heck is going on.
Yeah, I think it's laughable, the situations that we're facing. I mean, an aircraft carrier that can't carry aircraft. What is it? Just a big target?
Well, it's a big storage yard. It's a big floating hangar is what it is. And I'm sure if they pour enough taxpayer money in, they'll fix it. But it's a reminder that all of these weapons contracts are all about funneling money to these defense contractors, and we're not getting value for money. And that means if we go to war, the huge price tag doesn't guarantee victory. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at this report from Bloomberg about the CVN 78 program. The Gerald Ford is the lead ship out. Apparently it's been built with a whole bunch of brand new technology, which isn't proving to be what it was stated in the sales brochure. The catapult system has replaced the old steam catapult with an electromagnetic rail gun. That apparently is not working anywhere near what it was supposed to. They had a new arrestor gear system, apparently also based on electromagnetic drag versus the old braking system they used to have. And Congress, of course, is going to throw billions more into trying to get this thing to work. It is already the most expensive warship ever built. And the issue is what's called the sortie rate, which means how fast can they get planes up and recover them. Obviously, the faster an aircraft carrier can go through that launch cycle, the more aircraft they can put into the air, the more power they can project. And apparently the sortie generation rate, well, they're basically saying it's based on unrealistic assumptions. And all of the systems are just completely unreliable. It's not just the electromagnetic catapult system. Apparently the dual band radar doesn't work properly. The elevators that bring aircraft and munitions to the flight deck keep jamming. And it is a reminder that simply spending more money than the next 25 nations combined isn't necessarily giving the United States a quantitative edge or qualitative edge in warfare. And it's not even quantitative. We're spending more money for fewer platforms. These are the most expensive warships ever built. So if somebody succeeds in sinking one, that is a major victory or defeat, depending upon your point of view, from the economic sense. Because the side that runs out of money first is the side that loses. And if you are making these hideously expensive systems that are easy to sink, you're basically spending a lot of money to guarantee your own eventual downfall. That's what's going on here. Now, maybe it's no big deal that this carrier can't land aircraft, because last I heard, the naval version of the F-35 still can't hit that arrestor wire in the first place. All righty, we're going to grab some phone calls here. Alex in New Jersey. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I got to be honest with you. The last hour of Thursday's show was probably the last, the best hour that I've heard in radio in the last 10 years. When the gentleman got the Palestinian and the he talked about consciousness, that was probably the best way I've ever heard anyone put it. And I was thinking, in the larger scope of things, could it be that some people are just more awakened consciously and more expanded consciously than others are, and that's why we have the conflicts that we have, that's why we have the blunders that we have, because someone's, you know, protecting certain people in power, even though the blunders are coming out, you know, in a way.
Well,
where, you know,
you're very close to what's going on. The people who are in positions of power are not blinded by any delusions about what's going on. They rely on a population that is constrained to a certain worldview that supports the agenda. Now, what Rich Forer was describing, and I went through the same experience myself, is that moment where all of a sudden your brain says, you know something, everything I thought I knew about the world turned out to be crud. The metaphor from The Matrix is you're taking the red pill. And all of a sudden, all of those illusions just flee, and you look and you see how the world is really operating, the true character of your government and financial system, and it can be very disorienting because we are all encouraged to allow beliefs to control our thought processes, and we're given these beliefs at a very young age so that our personality will grow up around those core beliefs. So when those beliefs collapse, people go through an identity crisis, and that's what he was describing. But I think what's going on here is we're starting to see more and more people go through this experience. Zbigniew Brzezinski called it the global political awakening. Now, from his point of view, that's a bad thing. We don't want the sheep to wake up and realize they're just sheep. They might do something that we can't handle. And that's why we're seeing all this propaganda about terrorism and NSA spying and the rest of it, trying to keep us down in that little belief prison, that belief dungeon where we've spent our entire lives here. But we're not going to go back here. Once we realize that the shadows on the wall were just shadows on the wall, and we turn around and look and see the real world. Remember the analogy of the cave. We're all going through that right now.
I mean, people in power, they have people that protect them, you know, specifically. Could it be just a gradual ascension of the mass human consciousness that is actually being awakened little by little so as to not exacerbate, you know, extreme emotions of both, you know, the people who are not awake and both the people that are awake. You know what I mean? I think it's a
gradual I don't think anybody's controlling the process, if that's what you're trying to get at.
It's a
very long process, you know, because for most people, it's very, very hard to free themselves from those early beliefs. It really is.
It definitely is. And I just wanted to say thank you, Mike, because, I kid you not, I've been listening to that hour. I must have listened to it at least 30 times over the weekend, and I played it for everyone who came by the house, and I was just like, listen, you really got to pay attention to this, because you are in control of your world if you just
don't
decide.
I noticed when I looked at the download logs from the last weekend, that third hour of that show was downloaded far more than hour number one or hour number two. So apparently word did get out, and people were listening to it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mike, and I appreciate it. And many blessings to you, and much positive energy to you and your family. Thank you for having me again. Be well.
All right. You're welcome. We're going to switch over to Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Aloha. How you doing today?
Doing fine.
Hey, I got three things. Michael, did you pick up, Detroit, I saw today, filed Chapter 9 bankruptcy.
Okay.
On the 13th, they were saying that they did file bankruptcy up in Detroit. Did you hear, Michael, too, that Jim Beam alcohol company is going to be sold for $16.2 billion. Say goodbye to Jim Beam now.
I don't think we'll have to say goodbye to them. We'll just have to worry about, you know, something of lesser quality being put into those bottles.
Yeah, and then, Michael, I want to end with this. I heard that China had some very stern words over those islands, just like yesterday they're going to try to. So maybe if you could speak on that after the break a little bit, I'd appreciate it. Aloha, Michael, to you and your wife.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. There's a lot of saber rattling going on all over the world here right now. Let's see, Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Copper is a good investment because in my neighborhood, if you leave your house alone for a week, they strip your wiring and your pipes in Georgia. Believe me, I'm sure it's happening all over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a big problem. We've had parts of the island of Oahu blacked out when copper thieves are just stealing the power wires. When I was working on Lost, there's this amazing building in Haiku Valley. Goes back to the end of World War II. It housed a top secret forerunner for the VLF, ELF systems, and then it was converted for Loran C. And it was just this amazing building with all this antique, gigantic radio equipment. And when it was shut down for Loran C, the copper thieves hit that as well. And that was a loss, not just of the value of the copper, but the history that was in there. For anybody who enjoys the history of radio equipment, it was an amazing place. And the people who used to work there are trying to start a museum to house some of that. But yeah, it's a real problem.
Well,
and
it's a shame, right?
Yeah.
It's a shame where I live. They had a house that was foreclosed on. It's been empty for a year, and they stripped it so bad that they had to pull it off the market.
Oh, that's
because
a big problem with these
damage.
Foreclosed houses.
Yeah.
Nobody's maintaining them. They'll strip the copper wiring, the copper plumbing. If there's still copper plumbing in there, they'll strip the aluminum siding. And, of course, once that's all gone, the house just rots and it has to be demolished. But that increases the housing shortage and drives the prices right back up. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and commercials. We'll be back with Steve in Florida after these few words.